and welcome to the MCM podcast. My name is Max and this is JR, and we are the co-creators of the Instagram page Monmouth County Memes.
And the goal of our podcast is really just to bring on Instagram pages, influencers, business owners, anything of that sort, just so that they can come on and talk to us about their brand and what they have to offer.
So today I'm excited to say that we have our very first New Jersey blogger on the podcast. Even before our meme account was made, I remember coming across her page on my personal Instagram and loving the name of her account just because it's so true. I mean, New Jersey is just not boring in any way. Honestly, shout out to all you NJ haters. You're mostly out-of-staters, all you haters. So her account has over 72,000 followers, and she posts daily content of some of the most fun activities in all of New Jersey.
So what Max expected me to say here was, I get so freaking hype when she posts about Monmouth County because I want to go out and do that stuff immediately after, haha. But I can't really say that because it's embarrassing. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome New Jersey Isn't Boring, the creator Sid, to the third ever MCM podcast.
By the way, everyone, if you're not already following her page, you could find it on Instagram at New Jersey Isn't Boring and on her website, www.newjerseyisn'tboring.com.
So is this your first ever podcast?
I would say technically, yes, it is my first official podcast. So I'm honored to be your third guest.
Yeah, I was going to say the third guest. This is our third podcast ever. And each time we're getting better and better.
Never any technical difficulties.
Never. We
never. Definitely not one today.
Nope.
So you started your account in 2014. What made you want to start it in the first place?
So I was doing a class at Seton Hall trying to get a certificate in social media marketing, which is what I was technically doing at different jobs I was doing at the time. And part of the class was to create a WordPress website, and I didn't have a business unlike some other people that were there. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to start a New Jersey themed site. And I came up with New Jersey Isn't Boring on the fly. I got really excited about it, wanted to make sure there was nothing out there that was similar. Registered the website, registered the Twitter, registered the Facebook, registered the Instagram. Everything was all clear and ready to go. And I just kind of started from there. And it just kind of grew, which was nice because I was creating things that I was interested in. And luckily, other people were interested in the same things I was.
I mean, I especially shout out to WordPress. I mean, we've had some difficulties making our site. I'm not like a computer science guy whatsoever. I study business. So, we're going to talk about that later on. But honestly, you know, I think JR, he has an article and I have one that we wanted to talk about that you wrote back in the day.
Yeah, okay. Your very first article in which you spell the first word incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Every is spelled E-V-E-Y. Excellent.
Isn't that how it's spelled?
No, you know what? Yeah, you might be right. I think that is how it's spelled. Maybe yeah. I'm the one who's wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny if I like went through, because Max will attest to this. He hates me. But I was going to go through and do a bunch of like grammatical corrections and like mm-hmm. and like present them to you. But I didn't think you'd like that.
Proofreading is not my strongest point. And in fact, I used to have a friend who used to comment on all my posts and say everything that I would do wrong. And I had to personally message him and be like, can you not do this publicly? If you see that I'm doing something wrong, can you just message me directly and I'll fix it? Like, that'd be a lot better for me.
So yeah. Sid, now you see, like, I was, you know, I'm saying you just have to deal with JR today, unfortunately, for a couple hours. You know, if you want to make this even quicker, whatever, but I have to deal with JR correcting all of my grammar and, you know, every day, and he'll never let anything, you know, slide by, whether it's a story post on Instagram, you know, a DM. And you know what? People don't care because, you know, they don't use that. I mean, I know, guys, he's an English, you know, he graduated with an English major, you know, from Rutgers. He's a very smart guy. Very, very smart guy. But you know what? It irks me. It does. So I'm sorry that you said that you have to deal with that today.
Well, here's my question. All right. I treat DMs to like businesses the same way I would treat an email at a job application. Like if I'm going to write like 10 sentences with no grammar, no punctuation to, you know, am I going to do that when I'm applying for a job? No, I'm not going to. Am I going to do that when I'm talking to like my boss? No. So I just want things to look nice. I want to look professional.
Okay, great.
Weigh in on this, Sid. What do you think?
Well, I mean, even if you're trying to be professional, sometimes there's an accidental.
That's true.
People make mistakes.
People make mistakes, and I know I've gotten professional emails that come riddled with mistakes, and I send them out myself, and it just happens.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, yeah, I'm still stuck up on this. Yeah. And whenever he corrects me, I'll just let you know. I'll be like, yeah, he's bullying me today. You know, he won't stop. I mean, with this. So
it really hurts his feelings.
So we went on the archives on your page, which is like a really cool feature. I have to say, I like how you can go back. It makes it made it very easy for us to see. I mean, your first article was, what's the date on that? 2013?
2014, yeah. March 17th, 2014.
2014.
It's a St. Patrick's Day post.
Yeah. I mean, that's that's six years ago.
And the photos. 2020. The photos show. You can tell. Look at these.
Yeah, they're pretty old school and they're small. I've learned a lot since.
But listen, I think it looks great. You know, the fact that you've been able to do this for such a long time and keep up with this, I think, you know, one thing JR and I talk about, I've even told him that, like, you know, I feel burnt out at times and we've been doing this for 7 months. Mm-hmm. So for you to be doing this for 6 years and keep going strong and, you know, open opportunities like this is, you know, do you have any advice or what have you been really doing to keep yourself fresh?
Well, I think everyone gets burnt out. I mean, there's definitely times that I get burnt out and I threaten to quit doing this. And then I just kind of reflect back on what I've done so far. And I'm like, you know what? I enjoy it. When it really comes down to it, if there's still a part of you that enjoys what you're doing, keep doing it. And if there's an even smaller part of you that enjoys it, find ways to reinvent yourself. I know I was getting really bored with stuff. And then I started the Working From a Coffee Shop series. That kind of changed things a lot for me. Just to add something new to the website that people were looking forward to reading. So, yeah, I mean, there's always something new you can do, something newly creative you can do as well.
Was this Daily Bean one the last one you just did? Because I know this was just
It's the last 30th. One that's been posted. I've reviewed a bunch since then. But I try to only do once a week that are posted on the website.
Now, I'm not a big coffee person. I mean, I don't know coffee at all. Mm-hmm. And it says you're a big chai latte fan. I just found out that's not even coffee.
It is not. It's tea.
I thought lattes, but I thought if someone told me that, like, I would believe him in a second. Like, oh, that's coffee. Like, that just because I said that to JR, I'm like, oh, listen, she likes this kind of coffee. He's like, that's not coffee.
Yeah.
So, I didn't really drink coffee until I started doing these reviews, like, once in a while, maybe. Same thing with beer. I didn't really drink beer until I started reviewing breweries. But what I like about the coffee series, which I've been doing for almost exactly a year now, is I've been getting to learn that there are things that I like and things I don't like. Like, I prefer a cold brew to an iced coffee. I prefer a pour over coffee to just a regular coffee. I always prefer tea. I'm a big tea drinker. I prefer oat milk in my coffee to almond milk. Like, just little things. I always try to get two drinks at every place, which is sometimes why I'm, like, really hyped up at night because I have all that caffeine in me. But
sure.
Yeah.
So I see that, you know, on your page, your slogan that you have on the bottom part is that you post about all kinds of awesome things going on in New Jersey to prove one thing, and that's New Jersey isn't boring, of course. And you say that you promise there will never be a day in New Jersey where you have nothing to do. How do you come up with that, really?
Well, I think one of the problems, some people think there is nothing to do. There are people who would rather sit at home, complain, be like, there's nothing to do here. I'm going to move. I'm going to do whatever. And it wasn't until I was in college that I really appreciated all the things that there were to do in New Jersey. And I was bringing my college friends home and we were going to different things. But especially now, like, once you get to a point where you're over 21, there really is a lot more. You can drive to places, you can drink at places, even if you're not a drinker. Like, I love hanging out at a winery, even if I'm not even drinking a glass of wine. And there's so many places that are dog friendly. I have 3 dogs now, so I try to bring them places. I'm a big advocate for dog rescues and volunteering and things like that. But there's so much to do because everyone has different hobbies. So of course, you're going to have people that don't drink. So they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to go to a brewery or a winery. All you post about is brewery or wineries. I'm like, I don't, but okay. There's plenty of New Jersey parks, plenty of opportunities for hiking, plenty of events. There's events going on all the time. I post about the top 10 to do every weekend, which in my opinion are the top 10 to do every weekend. But I also have a calendar that has every event that is going on that's submitted to me. There was just recently like a mac and cheese festival. Like, who doesn't like mac and cheese? Wow. Like, they even had options for people who are vegan. Like, I mean, come on.
There is a lot going on.
I'm gonna bookmark your page on my laptop. Seriously. Yeah.
There's restaurant weeks, there's plenty of food opportunities in New Jersey.
I'm gonna just make your page my homepage.
That's fine.
I'll DM you a picture just like tomorrow, just be like, yeah, Google, you lost me. This page is best mac and cheese places. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later because I love all your lists that you do of like, you know, whether it's like a specific item. But yeah.
Just another one of Max's fantastic questions here.
Okay.
It's not a question. It's a topic.
Yeah. So Max will do this thing where he'll just write down a topic as if it's a question.
It's not. I never
talk about her website and our hardships with making ours. Hers looks great, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very helpful. It does look great. No, yeah. Your website, actually.
Great reading of the script, JR.
Yeah. I usually don't read the script. That's why it's funny. I usually just go off of the. But your website is great. And I can really say that with confidence because ours is like.
It needs work.
It needs a lot of work. And we have a tough time with WordPress.
Is it yours still with WordPress?
I'm still with WordPress. So my website in the beginning was really a free WordPress site. And the basic elements were there. Like, it had different pages you could navigate to. And I tried to make it simple and easy to use, but it just didn't look professional. And I was very, very lucky that I had two people help me out for free. One is an aunt, who's technically my husband's aunt, but she's my aunt.
Yeah.
She's a web developer. So she helped me... I picked out the theme, but she helped me kind of transfer everything from WordPress to Bluehost, which was really cool.
Okay.
I decided that I wanted the look to be blue, like a beachy kind of look, because my logo that I had created was blue. And then I have a friend who's a graphic designer who came up with the Welcome to New Jersey sign on the front page. And we kind of worked together on that. So if you have friends that will help you out for free, I say by all means do it, because my strong suit is definitely not web development or graphic design.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of issues with it. We're making our new logo right now. It's basically done.
Yeah.
We have to make a new podcast logo, which is just basically our regular logo mm-hmm. of like our Instagram page, but with just like the MCM podcast. Yeah. But of course, like, it's not cheap. Like, I understand why web developers, you know, charge so mm-hmm. much, because
absolutely they deserve it.
I've literally gone, you know, been pulling my hair out some nights, like literally trying to, it looks a lot better now, but like at first trying to learn like WordPress and this and that. Their actually customer service was great. I was literally mm-hmm. just, they helped me the other day, absolutely. like great. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
Do you get like a lot of website traffic? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's great too, because it's something that I always forget to look at. And once in a while I'll get an email from WordPress that's like, 30,000 people visited your website this month, and this percentage were unique. I'm like, oh, great.
Sure.
And a lot of that web traffic is coming from my Instagram and Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is nice because it kind of all integrated itself,
yeah.
which is cool.
I mean, one thing, like, because I feel like the question always asked is, you know, how do blogs and, like, web pages like that make money? But, I mm-hmm. saw there's also the opportunity, like, to advertise on your page and stuff like that. And if you're having that many people come to your page, you know, it's showing businesses, you know, that it would be a smart idea to work with you mm-hmm. and partner with you. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, I was helping out people for free. I mean, what else? Like, why not? Because it wasn't a business. It was a hobby. But in order to maintain this full-time, people have to understand that there has to be money made. Yeah. And it could be from cross promotion. It could be from just simply like a company that has a lot of money that's looking to just spend it somewhere. But advertising isn't my number one priority, but it is the way to keep the website afloat. Otherwise, it's a very time consuming hobby, because I do probably 50 to 60 hours a week on this between Instagram and the website mainly. But yeah, you need to make money somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something we've definitely had our own concerns about, because, I mean, specifically with meme pages, once, you know, people always make comments, but like once they start doing promos and advertisements, people start to, like, followers don't like it. They start to get angry. Of course,
and I get that too. But if there's a way to integrate an ad without making it seem like an ad, exactly. I also don't work with anyone that I don't want to work with.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't market a business or an event that I didn't think was going to be a good fit.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we see that. I mean, like, that's me and JR, like, talk about it back and forth about, like, you know, should we do stuff with other companies? And we just, like, I personally just hate pages that you see that literally, like, they just post stuff, you know, to a business. Oh, just buy their stuff. Like,
yeah.
What we'll do is we'll make memes about
around
things,
them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Around it. So it seems like it's a natural content going in.
Just to say, that hasn't happened yet. We just throw Pliables and Rook in all the time because we want it to happen.
Of course. Well, sometimes that helps.
Yeah, thank you, Pliables.
Pliables,
yeah. And I have gotten people to work with me because I've done that. Not intentionally. Oh. Yeah. But it's like, I'll post something, and if it gets like 2,000 likes or traffic, you know, it says 10,000 people viewed this post, they'll be like, oh, maybe we should work with you. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not going to post another one like
this. Yeah, it's smart.
Definitely not by accident for us, but.
Yeah. I mean, like, the one that we just did was, you know, the SpongeBob worship meme series.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm a Monmouth University grad, so in and out of West Long Branch, like, all those places around there, like, Gianni's is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this chicken vodka wrap, which JR has to try. Maybe we could try it tonight.
Yeah, I haven't tried around it yet.
There. It is so good. Like, I think, like, we were messaging back and forth. I was like, Gianni's, I don't even want anything from you guys. Like, you know, please don't give us, like, not that they would or anything right now. Listen, we got to get to, like, 50K first.
50,000, yeah.
But I do this stuff because we love Pliables. Mm-hmm. We like Rook. Like, we like these brands. Well, it has to be authentic,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I couldn't agree even more with that. Those lists that I was going to bring up on your page, like, one thing, and I was even scrolling through it because I haven't had, like, a grilled cheese probably in, like, a year. But when I saw that, I was immediately like, one, I honestly, I don't even know if I know how to make grilled cheese, because I was going to make one at home. But
how
I was
do you not, like, know how to, wait, hold on. How do you not know how to make grilled cheese?
I've never made grilled cheese before. My like, when I'm home, my mom makes, you know, like, I just cook the essentials. Like, I can cook eggs, chicken, pasta, things like that.
You can't make a grilled cheese.
No, I can look sad. It up. But
it takes time to master making, like, a really good grilled
my
cheese.
My mom makes incredible. Like, yeah. She's really good. So I was going to ask, like, where did you think of, you know, to make, like, these lists of the different, you know, food things? Like, I saw, like, the best donut as well.
Mm-hmm. Some of it just comes down to, like, those national holidays. Like, they're, like, every day is, like, a new national holiday, like, where it's, like, National Go to the Park Day or National whatever. There's so many of them. But it was, like, grilled cheese month, and I was like, oh, well, I should create a list of grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And then I kind of kept that list going. Anytime I heard of a new place, I would just add to it, and then it became part of the website because people love grilled cheese.
Yeah, I mean, like, especially, have you been to, what is that, Broad Street Donut Co.?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
That, I can't go there because, like, I will eat everything. Like, and that, like, I think it's, like, a cheaper deal if you get six of them. And I think I went, like, back in the day with, like, someone, and, like, it was, like, 2 or 3 years ago. I ate four of them. And I was like, dude, I can't do this, man. Like, you just opened up.
Yeah, Max is fasting right now. He can't do any eating.
I'm doing, like, I'm on, like, this, like, intermittent fasting diet. Oh, okay. But, like, I'm even
let's
more
go.
Like, yeah, I don't like, I'm less sweet. I like savory. Like, if you put like donuts here or chicken parm sub,
yeah,
I'm taking the chicken parm sub any day, but, you know, the donuts, whatever, like, but still, like, those things, and they're, like, warm too. Like, how do you ever go back to eating, like, a Dunkin' Donuts donut after that?
There's so many great donut shops. And a lot of them have invited me to their shops, and a lot of them are, like, made to order.
Can we come?
Which is how they become so warm. I actually had a New Jersey's and Boring Donut at Purple Glaze in Asbury Park. They made a New Jersey's and Boring Donut. We worked together, and we raised money for a local dog rescue.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It had pork roll on it. I know that's shocking if it's a New Jersey themed donut.
But at least she didn't say Taylor ham, right?
Well, she would. You do say that pork roll.
That was tough. Yeah. I do say pork roll.
Good.
But I also don't care if you say Taylor Ham. I really do sell Team Pork Roll and Team Taylor Ham pins, which are my best seller on my website. Yeah, so
we act like we really care when we post stuff because we're from Mammoth County. We really have to like. I know you probably care.
Yeah. I care.
He cares more than I do, but. It's just the post does well, then it's gonna do it. Sometimes I'll be like, I don't have a good idea. Maybe I'll just make a pork roll post. Yeah. It'll probably do fine.
I didn't grow up with pork roll. That was never something you'd find in my house. Like, I have Jewish parents, they keep a kosher home.
Sure.
There's no pork roll in my parents' house. Yeah. So I probably didn't have it till like I was out of the house, like in college. Yeah. So to me it was always pork roll because that's what I heard it be called. I don't care what you call it. But, like, you know, certain menus you'll see. It lists Taylor Ham, it lists it as pork roll. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter really to me what it's called. But I do love the debate. I think it's
funny.
Yeah.
I mean, one of our best memes was like, it was about the Taylor Ham versus like the Taylor is the name of the brand and pork roll is the meat. And I put on top of that, I'm like, listen, guys, I solved this. Okay. You would, if you're asking for crayons, like if you're like, give me crayons, you wouldn't say, give me some Crayola. You wouldn't ask for the brand. You're like, give me some crayons.
Right.
And oh my God.
Crayons. I got C-R-A-N-S.
Oh, people are very passionate about it.
I got so much backlash from that.
Oh, yeah. It's that. There's two topics that I find will get a lot of interactions on the page. It's the pork roll versus Taylor Ham, and it's the Central Jersey issue. Does Central Jersey exist?
Which it absolutely does.
It absolutely does, because as I like to say, everything has a middle.
That's what it's
like. Rhode Island is the smallest state in the country. I'm sure people that say they're from Central Rhode Island because they live in the middle of Rhode Island.
It really is a stupid argument to say that there's no middle of the state. It just doesn't make any sense.
Just North Jersey people.
Right. And if my South Jersey cousins say I live in North Jersey and my North Jersey cousins say I live in South Jersey, then obviously I live in Central Jersey because that's the middle.
Yeah.
The debate's over.
Or just live in Narnia, which is just
I'm
like
wearing
nowhere.
A Central Jersey t-shirt.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that from your site?
Of course it is.
Oh, that's... That's okay. Shout out to the site, guys. Check out her site.
Born and raised in Central Jersey, because yes, it does exist.
We'll put that on like the video just so you can see it up.
Yeah, we'll put a picture of it up for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna link your site anyway, guys. Check that out. That's awesome.
I have it as a shirt, as a tea towel, and a pin, and it does sell very well.
I was gonna say, I always look for our first for our first podcast, I was kind of looking online to see like pork roll esque stuff. There's not like a crazy amount of it online, so it's definitely a good niche you're getting into.
Yeah, and what's great is because I do a lot of vendor events, so I'll make a little sign, like a chalkboard sign, but like a dry eraser board, and I'll make a tally of who's buying what, and then people will be like, "What? Taylor Ham's in the lead? Oh, I have to buy like three pork roll pins," and they're only $1, so it's like, you know, it's funny watching people. Get
serious about it. Kind of segues into the next question pretty well about the shop.
Yeah. Oh. So we're in the process of doing our stuff. It's on printiful.com that we're sort of kind of starting this out. I was looking through your site. It's on Etsy, of course. Which I've like never used Etsy before, and I just got like a gift off of it like a month ago for like Christmas, and I love it. Oh my God,
I used to do a featured New Jersey Etsy store of the week. When I first started the site, I did that for maybe 2 or 3 years. The problem was that the Etsy stores didn't really kind of appreciate the promotion, and it just became too time consuming. Yeah. But I support a lot of Etsy stores. I buy a lot of local New Jersey Etsy things. I thought Etsy was the logical choice for me to sell my stuff just from different recommendations.
So where do you get all this stuff from? I mean, do you make it yourself or do you like pay a manufacturer to make it?
I design it all myself.
Yeah.
And then I purchase it all through Custom Ink.
Okay.
Which has a lot of local New Jersey spots. But yeah, they're great. Their customer service is great. But I make mugs, pins, shirts, everything from there. So I definitely recommend them.
Yeah, honestly, we'll have to
look into that.
Because I know Printful is more for like apparel.
Mm-hmm.
But like, of course, you know, if someone wants like a car, you know, sticker, or like a car magnet or something like that, like that's definitely a great idea.
Yeah. And I also sell like original New Jersey photography. So like that's on me. I print that. I frame that. I sell that. So And to me, like, honestly, when I do those vending shows, it's nicer for someone to buy photography than it is to buy, like, a t-shirt. Yeah. Because to me, I'm like, I made that picture. Like, I took that photo. Like, yeah. It's a lot more heartwarming to me when someone buys that.
Do you use a DSLR or what camera?
You know what? It's funny. We have a DSLR. My husband's a professional photographer. But at the end of the day, I always use the pictures from my iPhone.
It depends. Like some of these iPhone, like they're like, I think they did a test. It was versus what film camera? One of like the red cameras on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they did it like side by side. And they were like doing a test for the people watching the video. And they're like, the iPhone is somewhat comparable in situations. Obviously, like lower light, obviously, for that.
But lower light, lower quality in terms of how big you can get the photos printed.
Yeah.
But I print my photos in 8x8s because it kind of looks like the Instagram model.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it's like one-to-one. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So since your page really focuses on all the great things to do in New Jersey, what would you say is the most exciting thing to do in New Jersey? Or in other words, what has been your favorite post or article that you've written or put on your Instagram that you really, really think defines, you know, what New Jersey Isn't Boring is all about?
Sure. So I think exciting is always subjective. What I personally find exciting is just discovering new things to do. And I really love taking day trips somewhere. I took a day trip to Lambertville recently, which was really nice because it was dog friendly. So I took my dog. We ate outside for lunch. We visited a couple things. We walked over the bridge where there's the border of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. So we stood in two states at one time. I love going to Asbury Park. I love going to Cape May. Cape May is definitely my favorite vacation destination if I'm staying local in state because it's still 2 hours away. But yeah, any place that I can really spend a full day or a full weekend is exciting. And knowing that there's opportunities to go back because there's so much stuff I missed. Like I just convinced a friend to do her bachelorette party in Cape May. So I'm excited to kind of go there off season and maybe check out some wineries I haven't been to and, you know, things like that.
I've only been once, but I heard it's beautiful.
Oh, it's so nice. And there's a location called Sunset Beach, which is because it has one of the most beautiful sunset locations in New Jersey. It's so nice. I love it there.
You know what we really should have done when we had that New Jersey versus New Hampshire feud going on? We really should have called you in because everyone, their number one comment was, New Jersey smells like shit. How do you breathe with all that factory smoke? Stuff like that.
Well, that's a problem, like, because we were like versing, I don't know if you saw that. You probably didn't want to like see our, but we were having like a battle with like New Hampshire. We did one with like Ocean County, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we do that. Listen, it helps with followers and stuff because we got other people from other counties looking into our stuff.
New Hampshire followers now.
We have New Hampshire followers. But the biggest thing that people were saying from New Hampshire was, you know, New Jersey smells, New Jersey sucks, whatever. And then, you know, they'll DM us that and we'll write back, well, where have you been in New Jersey?
The turnpike.
And they'll be like, turnpike. Oh, we drove on the turnpike. We were in Newark. We were driving through, like, you know, where all the smokestacks were. And I'm like, okay, there's so much else, like, other places in Jersey that are, like, beautiful that I haven't even been to.
I think the biggest stereotype about New Jersey is that it's kind of gross. There's two big stereotypes I've found in New Jersey. One is that is the smoke smell and the factory smell and all that. The other is that the people are rude here, which I really don't encounter many rude people.
It's not like
New York.
And
if I do, they're kind of usually from out of state.
Yeah.
They originally are not from New Jersey.
Bennies.
But I know that every time I go to a Wawa, someone opens the door for me.
It's true.
Because they're probably so happy to be getting Wawa.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm going to Wawa, I'm like, hell yeah. Chicken parm sub, throw that bacon on there.
Yeah, I mean,
what bacon on a chicken parm sub?
Trust me, it's good. It's good.
It's good. I don't.
We'll get it later.
It's like when we went to Puerto Rico last year, and we went to an Italian restaurant, which is strange in Puerto Rico, but it was actually very good.
It was.
And we ordered a pizza, right? And Max also got fries or something. And he had you literally put honey mustard on the pizza.
No,
you asked for honey mustard, and the waitress was like, what?
Like, no, what's I wrong asked her. With you? No, they didn't have. What didn't they? It was a condiment. Was it ranch or they didn't have one thing? Because I like ranch a lot. Mm-hmm. They didn't have like ranch or honey mustard. And I get so mad when restaurants don't have that because I like dipping the fries in something. So I'm like, dude, you gotta have it. So like, I don't dip my fries in ranch. I dip my fries in honey mustard.
Me too.
Yeah.
They're good. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did that recently. My mom's like, oh, what a great idea. I'm like, you've never seen someone dip.
Never.
I'll be honest. I hate ketchup. I can't like, it's where my mom is like, she hates it. I probably got it from her. Like she doesn't want it like anywhere in the house. My sister loves it. But me, I just like, I like if it's on a burger and whatever, it's like, if it's like a burger from McDonald's and whatever, I'll eat the burger, but like, I'll take it off. But like, I don't like ketchup, but I know there's some people that love it.
Do you dislike tomatoes?
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat them.
So just timing wise, I was on Thursday, went to this really cool deli. That's not far from where we're recording this podcast. It's called Big Mike's Little Red Store and they make their own ketchup. So I would recommend maybe trying homemade ketchup versus like stuff that comes out of the bottle. Maybe you would like that more.
So getting started, like work myself up to like, okay, now I can try the real thing.
I mean, they make their own mayo and salad dressing too. It was one of the coolest delis I've ever been to.
Sure.
Yeah, I really liked it there.
So it looks like, you know, it looks like time to shout out the sponsor
for today's of this podcast, video. Yeah.
They're Energy Supply Clothing. So these shirts that we have on and the hat that I have on were all sent from Energy Supply Clothing. I'm wearing their Astro Drip tee. And which one are you wearing, JR?
I'm wearing their Ransom tee.
So I have the dad hat on too, which I really love this dad hat so much. One of the big things people were like, yo, you guys got to wear hats because every big podcaster wears hats. I see that actually a lot. I mean, listen, Logan Paul wears one, so he listen.
Yeah, and Logan Paul's
we don't want to be compared to him, but he has the number one podcast in the world, supposedly according to him. Whatever. So for those of you who haven't heard of Energy Supply Clothing, they're a clothing brand started by Monmouth County kids who are high school seniors. So obviously we want to support kids from our county. That's just awesome. They sell really dope skate and streetwear designs. They got t-shirts like we're wearing, long sleeves, hoodies, crew necks, joggers, and so much more.
If you want to get some energy for yourself, use our discount code MCMEMEZ, that's MC Memes, to get 10% off your entire order. Their website is energysupplyclothing.com. The link to the site will be in the bio of our video. Also, make sure to give them a follow on Instagram at Energy Supply Clothing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, JR. Like, I like the shirt. It feels good. I mean, it's like good quality.
Very comfortable.
So guys, like certainly like, of course, we're going to want to support them because they're from Monmouth County, but they have good quality stuff. So, you know, definitely check out their page. So now that everyone has already clicked off of this video, according to YouTube, we don't get so much watch time, but we do get a lot of views. So just right back at you. What are the most boring things to do in New Jersey? I know there's like zero, right?
There's only really two things that come to mind. One is just driving on the turnpike or the parkway.
Yeah.
You know,
sitting in traffic.
It's great to go to a destination, but traveling isn't always the most exciting part of that. And the other is chain restaurants. I hate when people are like, let's go to blank chain restaurant tonight for dinner. I'm like, why would we do that when there's plenty of great restaurants.
We do really have great restaurants in New Jersey. Like, people talk about New York for food, but I really do think that New Jersey has some of the best restaurants.
Absolutely. I mean, we have just as great bagels and pizza as they do in New York.
Agreed. If not better.
Sometimes, yes.
Do you have a favorite chain? Even though, like you say, you don't like chain restaurants, but if there's one chain
that you would have to go to.
No,
it's just an absolute miss.
No, really? I definitely keep it local. And there's even a lot of great New Jersey chains. Like, I love Surf Taco. I love Bubba Coo's Burritos.
Hey.
I love Brook Coffee. I mean, there's definitely a lot of great.
I just gave up. I was going. I was so happy. You're like
Bubba Coo's. Yes,
Bubba Coo's. Rook. No sponsor yet, but
I mean, I like Pliables too.
There you go.
I mean,
love you, Pliables.
There's just so many good ones around here, and there's a lot of good ones that people don't even necessarily know are from New Jersey. They're just so used to seeing them in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So that's been nice.
Sure.
So your website highlights a lot of the major events going on in New Jersey. Why don't you tell us about some coming up very soon?
Well, January and February are kind of the slower months for events. But soon you're going to see a lot of St. Patrick themed events, a lot of parades, a lot of fundraisers. There's a lot of great foodie events and restaurant weeks coming up in February and March. And Also, Valentine's Day weekend is a big time for events. A lot of wine and chocolate food trails. Those are always fun to do.
So now you might be the right person to ask this question. Okay. I really don't understand why in Belmar, the St. Patrick's Day parade is 2 weeks before St. Patrick's Day. Why do they do that? It's the same in Asbury. It's like a week or two before, like, or after. Like, I don't get it.
A lot of them are like that. I don't have a good answer. I think they just kind of like to scatter them. So it's not like everyone is going to the same parade. Like, you know, there's no competition for the same parade in the same weekend. I don't think St. Patrick's Day falls on a weekend this year anyway.
No, it's the 17th.
So, and you really don't see too many parades after St. Patrick's Day. So I guess it's either the weekend before or the even the weekend before that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's more probably more of a town scheduling thing than anything else.
Because I just always hear so much about Belmar and it being such a big parade. And then it was like March 1st. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
So early.
Yeah. A lot of the shore towns do theirs early.
Yeah. I mean, those generally are fun. Me and Jared didn't go to the Belmar one. I think we went to Asbury
last mm-hmm. year. Yeah.
Oh, Asbury is huge. And they've only been doing it for like 4 years at this point. But you would think it's been longer based on.
Yeah. So, Sid, what are the plans, like, that you have for the future of your page?
I mean, really, the biggest plan I have is I want to create more, like, events that I'm personally hosting and collaborating with more businesses. But, I mean, really, I love what I am currently doing. I love doing the website. I love doing the social media pages. And I want to find more creative ways to make them grow. I mean, especially now with, you know, Instagram algorithms and all that other stuff, it becomes harder to watch things grow organically, but I've always prided myself in keeping things growing organically, and I don't ever really want to pay to get more followers. So
ooh.
Yeah,
you see a lot of those.
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah, and you can tell. I mean, some sites grow a little too unnaturally, so
well, I mean, you could even see it by, like, we always saw, like, the likes. Like
their engagement rate is always a big teller.
Yes, especially when, like, the comments kind of seem like they're from not real
bots.
People.
That's true. Yeah, I don't even look at the comments normally, so.
Yeah. I mean, we're really trying to get that. I don't know if like, to get that check mark, the verified.
I've been trying for the last few months.
Is it tough?
Because I'm registered as a business.
So, yeah, so are we.
Do you have an LLC? Yeah,
I think there's just so many requests that you kind of have to keep pushing for it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're applying for our LLC right now.
Okay.
We already applied. We're just it's supposed to go through tomorrow, right? Or is it in next week?
No, know. it says it should be done by the 10th. Yeah. We did it through like Zen Business Online,
mm-hmm.
which is like another legal Zoom. But they're saying it's easier if you have a business. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping. Just to get that check.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So. Yeah, let us know. Keep us up. That wasn't even that we were going to talk about. We were just talking about that last night.
There's very few accounts that do. I think there's only really one New Jersey account that I know of that has one.
So Instagram hates New Jersey pages.
I think they're more looking to verify celebrities. Like people than they are pages.
But it like in 2018, they made it so anyone could apply.
No, they did. But that doesn't mean that they're getting to those quicker.
All right, maybe we should post ourselves on the page every once in a while. That way they know that we're people.
Yeah. True.
I definitely don't do that, so maybe that would help too.
We're definitely not. On our personal, we're going to start like promoting it and stuff like that. But that just, it pisses me off. Because like, especially, listen, forget us. New Jersey memes like should have that check for sure. You guys at 72,000 followers mm-hmm. should have that check. You know, just in case, what if another page comes out and literally tries a copy or something like that. We want to know that you're the official New Jersey Isn't Boring, you know, Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
you put so much time. You said 50 to 60 hours per week.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's so much time and effort for you want to be able to show that it's yours and you're the main one.
It would help too because I have so many copycat accounts.
I'm sure.
I would really like to be verified so people don't, you know, they don't steal my followers and likes.
So one of the things that I'm really interested in, because I mean, at this point in my life also, I'm trying to get into some sort of, you know, social media marketing, but mm-hmm. how have you developed like close relationships with the, you know, companies and event planners and business owners over the last couple of years? Because I think that a lot of people who are trying to get started may not like know how exactly to do that.
Sure. I mean, it's really about communication. I think because of social media, communication's really kind of fallen away. So it really comes down to trying to make personal relationships with people. Like, I've been very lucky that I actually have made some very close friends through doing my website. And we kind of connect with other people through each other as well. But yeah, it's that personal touch, finding out who's behind the account, maybe meeting up with them in person or going to a networking event. That's really how I've formed most of my relationships so far.
I mean, like, I just, like, one of the coolest things is just being able to meet some of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you want to tell about this? I mean, we could say.
Well, this morning, yeah, we were talking. Well, Max was talking to the creator of Playables last night. Mm-hmm. And then
Shout out to Rob.
And he was asking if we wanted anything in the morning, you know, before mm-hmm. the podcast.
We made a meme about them last night.
And he was like, we gave him an order and we had it delivered, you know, to our house, mm-hmm. like right here. It was awesome. It was amazing.
And like the owner of the company showed up. Like, Rob, it wasn't just up. Like he didn't just send some workers. Like, and that just like shows you, like, especially these small businesses, like how much time and effort they put into their own stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. The fact that, you know, he's so proud of his own stuff. So of course, you know, we were talking to him. He was there for like 10, 15 minutes.
We were talking.
Like, just an awesome guy. You know, we met the, I don't know if you know, E-Clean Bro.
Yeah, we met
the founder of that. So with this in the pot, like, well, me and JR says, and listen, he's honestly one of the main reasons we pushed to do this. Because at first I was just thinking to continue doing the meme page and kind of stay, you know, stagnant with doing that. But we've always kind of had dreams to do bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this obviously requires us to, you know, put our faces out, things like that. And when you're a meme page, you can just hide behind that. No one knows it's you.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be any more happy about
the way it's turned out. And honestly, I mean, the amount of people, the amount of businesses in Monmouth County and all of New Jersey, even some people out of New Jersey that we've talked to, mm-hmm. you know, that are so interested in coming on, that really want to come on. Just, even the podcast. I mean, the page is one thing. When we make a meme about a company, they love that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they're willing to come on to the podcast and talk to us for an hour or two is fantastic.
Sure. I mean, they feel appreciated, which is, having a business is so hard.
Sure.
Even a bigger business is still struggling to, you know, gain new business. So, yeah, I'm sure they appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Have you, like, throughout the 6, 7 years of this, have you faced any, like, you know, major problems or difficulties? Or it's probably been smooth sailing the whole time, right?
Well, I will say that the biggest thing is I really haven't been as sensitive as I used to be. There was I posted something that wasn't political at all, and people took it as such, and the backlash was insane. I disabled the comments after a certain amount of time, then I was starting to get DMs, and it really hurt me. And then the next day, I was like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I mean, it wasn't intended to hurt anyone's feelings. They're the ones being sensitive. Sure. I'll stop being as sensitive. But that's really the only hardship I've had. And that only happened maybe one or two times. I've been very, very lucky with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's walking a thin line sometimes, like between what is, like with you, like you're, I don't know how someone could take your posts out of line. It's mostly like your reviews about a place like that, but also talking about
right.
your favorite, like happy things to do in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You got to be a pretty, like, sad or horrible person just to take it the wrong way.
I'll give you an example. Like, with one of these, I attended the Asbury Park Women's March.
Great.
And it was just a picture of me and my friend, who's also a blogger. And we were holding a sign that said, women's rights or humans' rights or something like that. And people took offense to that. And they thought that I was, like, promoting, I don't even want to get into it, but they just thought I was promoting all this negativity. I'm like, this is a positive post, sure. and I don't understand how you're taking it the wrong way. But I happen to be in Asbury Park. This is a big event that's going on today. I'm posting about it. If you seem to find some weird, you know, backward way to look at it, then fine. But that's not the intention.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we've had any problems with, you know, backlash so far. Mm-hmm. We have had people try to send in political memes. And mm-hmm. we're just like, at this point, not really interested in
right.
going down that lane.
And that was the most political post I've ever done. I mean, it's That's, I mean, not a part of my PhD.
The only politics I ever made fun of was like local politics, where I made a joke of, how much money these beach towns put into pumping sand onto the beach. That's the most political we've ever gotten. Sure. And we did actually have people that were pissed.
Oh yeah.
People were like, oh, well, it's the only, they're like, that's the only way that we make money from tourism. I'm like, I know, it's a joke. It's not serious. I'm not ever trying to make a statement.
Behind an account, you'll say whatever you want. Like, if I had met any of those people in person, they would have not said anything.
No, absolutely not. That's very true.
Yeah, the internet gives you this ability.
Gives you anonymity.
Come on, say it.
Anonymity. There we go.
I probably could. I don't want to even try to say that. I'd probably get it wrong, but I'm like making fun of you.
It's true though. I think that's we were talking with Mark last week about, you know, like the way social media affects people and the way it's changed. Like we talk, like Max and I and Mark as well are like that last generation to, you know, not grow up with an iPad in our face, you know, where we had a trial to where we were going out with our friends. We were doing things constantly. I mean, like if I spent a day in my house all day in the summer, normally I would be upset. I wouldn't be happy with that, you know, whereas I feel like it's what you said, you can hide behind it and you feel maybe more confident to say things, but most of the time, those aren't good things you're choosing to say. The things that you're more confident saying online that you wouldn't say in person, normally not a good thing.
Right. You're channeling all your angst that you have that has nothing to do with anything to a person who's just trying to do their job.
And there's always that, and there's that, honestly, outrage culture really started because of this. I mean, people who just get mad instead of discussing or talking to people. It's just, it makes no sense.
You should be able to have a conversation. Like,
even if you don't agree with somebody, you should be able to sit down and talk with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know what? Here's your view. Like, I feel like people in arguments, a lot of times, they don't, you know, they don't, like, they argue just to, like, get the other person. Like, it should be that you should, like, try and talk to them to find a resolution, you know, to find a middle ground. But people, you just want, like, I want you to understand what I think.
I want to prove myself right.
And prove it. And it shouldn't be it.
Winning an argument never has to do with someone actually being right. It has to do with whoever's loudest and the other person just being like, I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Yeah. That's true. That is kind of how it ends most of the time.
I mean, about your following, I mean, like, listen, 72K, that's awesome. As you say, you know, without checking your social blade, isn't that we're not going to go that far. We just literally signed up ourselves. Mm-hmm. Has it been like, you know, you're saying more on Instagram, like 2016 and after, has it been like steady growth to that 72, or is it because like we were looking, like we just got like in September, you know, 4K followers in 1 month. Is there like, has it been like, you know, thing?
It was very steady for a while, and then once the algorithm was kind of put in place, it kind of slowed down a lot. I think once I hit 50K, I definitely saw a slowdown. But having said that, I could have maybe 400 likes on a post, but I'll look at the stats, and maybe 10,000 people saw that post.
Sure.
So I'll still take that as a win.
That makes sense. So one of the things that, I mean, Max is talking about us, you know, having burnout every once in a while, and blogging similar to running a meme page where we create pretty much all of our content. You're constantly having to come up with good ideas, you know, popular things, popular events, you know, something that people really want to read. Do you have a hard time coming up with new content, especially because it requires you to go somewhere, review it? Like, do you ever think like, oh, this place, I don't want to do that. I don't want to review this place. Like,
sure. And there's a lot of times I will turn down, a potential post just because of the distance. But there's two things that I keep consistent on the website. So I know no matter what, I have at least two posts a week, which even if I don't do anything else, I know two posts is plenty. One is I do the top 10 events for the week. And then the other is I do the diner review every week. I just hit my 300th diner.
Ooh.
And I traveled far to the diner that I wanted to review for that 300th diner. So,
do you have like something specific you get at, or like at each one, or like, do you just follow like a special on their menu?
No. I just kind of order whatever I want. I'm pretty, there's very few things that I order now. I've realized I kind of order the same thing over and over.
I'm the same way.
I never thought, like, cause I'm not a picky eater at all. But there's sometimes I'll go out with my husband and he always gets the same thing, which is like two eggs. And I'm like, that's the most boring thing to order in a diner, but whatever.
He doesn't get like pancakes or on the side? Or?
I mean, once in a while. But like if it's a really unique diner with a unique menu, sometimes he'll just look at me and he'll be like, is there something you want me to order? And I'll be like, yes, there is actually, in fact. But yeah, I went to this diner for my 300th, which is the oldest diner in New Jersey. So it's like, how could I not go there for 300? And it was this tiny little diner, like could maybe fit 20 people tops. But the food was really good and the owner was really funny. And yeah, it was a good trip.
Have you been to my favorite diner around here? I don't know about you. Have you been to the All Seasons
diner? I've been to every Monmouth County diner.
So it's a, yeah. Wow.
Okay. Which one's the best? Which one's the best?
Okay, so I won't say which one's the best because it's subjective, but my favorite one is the Roadside Diner in Wall.
Gonna have to try it now.
It's a very small diner. It's cash only. A Bon Jovi video was filmed there. It's been around forever. I think it's on, I believe it's on 34.
Okay.
But you'll see it when you pass. It's this tiny little metal diner, and they have this green dinosaur statue outside of it.
Look for the green dinosaur.
But it was just so good and so cheap, and I really, really liked it. And so far, I would say it's definitely in my top 10 of diners in New Jersey out of the 300.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like the Americana is, what do you like around it?
I don't know. I can't think of any.
You're not a big, I don't think you're a big diner guy.
No, I do like diners. I just don't go to them very often. Because there's none in this direct area that are like that close that I would just go to. Like, I mean, yeah, but all it's seasons. But I gotta drive on 36. I don't want to do that.
There's one in Long Branch. Let me look it up for you guys while I'm thinking about it.
What? Amy's Omelet House.
Oh, have you been to Amy's?
I haven't because I don't qualify them as a diner.
Ooh.
But there's
only like three of them. There's one in South Jersey. There's one.
There's here. Three.
There yeah. is. So, I mean, personally, I think my favorite to this day, I think it's just the All Seasons in terms of like the price, the amount of food you get. Like you go there and what was the last time? I think the last time we went
was before we saw the Avengers Endgame.
And we had like eight guys there at a big table.
I didn't eat or drink anything.
You didn't? Yeah, you're horrible.
I didn't want to have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, I like my mom always makes fun of me because like I eat a lot. Like I eat a lot of my house. But our friend Julian, like I say, like I'm going to bring him home for a weekend. This kid's like 6'3", 230. Mm-hmm. He gets like two entrees and like houses them. And like, I could do like one and a half entrees, but I'm leaving like feeling like sick. But this kid just does it, and he's ready. Like afterward, before he goes to bed, he's going to another place.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, yeah, I think like as far as diners, I love my dad has been bringing me to them for a long time. But yeah. You said Roadside Diner.
Roadside Diner is great. There's also the Sides Diner in Monmouth County. That's in Long Branch. Okay. And another diner that's in my top 10 is the Broad Street Diner in Keyport. Which is actually one like top diner in New Jersey by a couple different polls.
We're gonna have to put a picture of these
great.
On.
Yeah.
I love Keyport. And
so
I think this is we're at the like the part of our podcast where we actually didn't send this to you because we want to catch you off guard. Okay. But it's a 20 question game.
Oh boy.
Rapid fire.
It's pretty rapid fire. You can give some context to your answers. Okay. We've done this with our past three guests, our past two guests. And it's been funny because you get to learn a little bit about yourself and, you know, about New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, Jared, would you like to start off?
Yeah, I'll start. What's your favorite beach in New Jersey?
Asbury Park. Well, it's a tie between Asbury Park and Cape May.
Okay. What is your – this is going to be difficult for you. What is your favorite restaurant? Because I feel like of any person, you've been to so many.
Oh, my goodness. I do have a favorite restaurant, but because I'm on the spot, I am blanking on the name, which is –
We can come back terrible. To it if you want to.
I'll tell you one of them. I have two. One is Juanito's in Red Bank.
Oh, I love that place. Yeah. It's a Mexican restaurant. It's fantastic. It's a
Mexican restaurant. Oh, my goodness. What is the name? I will get back to you on the other one because it's a good one.
Favorite bar?
Favorite bar is Johnny Mac's in
Asbury Park. Love the music there. So what is your favorite New Jersey food like business trend, like the places that started up here, like Serve Taco or like Bubba Coos, Playa, one of those, of course.
I mean, I would definitely say Serve Taco. I love tacos. And I think they really started something original when they came up with it.
Yeah. What do you get from there?
I usually get like the original Serve Taco.
Okay. Yeah.
Bruce or Bon Jovi?
Bruce.
That's easy. Just without your least favorite New Jersey town.
Oh no. I don't think I have one to be.
Oh, come on. There's got to be one where you go and you're just like, I hate this place.
Oh, I remember. I like Newark, but I don't like driving in Newark, if that makes sense.
So the traffic.
And I thought of, I remember the name of the restaurant.
What is
it? It is Ria Mar.
Where's that?
Ria Mar is, no. Sorry, I'm looking it up as I'm talking to you because on the spot, I'm just no good.
This is big. We want to let the podcast listeners know where to go.
Yes.
Ria Mar is in South River, which is in Middlesex County.
Okay.
It is a Portuguese restaurant. Sorry,
we don't leave Monmouth County. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're it's really not that much further
from here. What's Middlesex?
But, I've never heard of it. It's in South River. It's a Portuguese restaurant. It has the most amazing bread you've ever had in your life. Yeah, if you like Portuguese food, I would definitely recommend going there. We go there for a lot of special occasions. And they're not expensive either, but we just like to go there for special occasions.
So what's your favorite concert venue in New Jersey?
I would say PNC Bank Arts Center. And I really like the Independent in Asbury.
Right.
Do you have a favorite musical artist of all time?
That's from New Jersey or just, no, in, just general?
Just in general.
Anyone? Putting you on the spot.
I would say the two artists I've seen the most in concert are Weezer and Weird Al. I've definitely seen them the most, but I'm more of like a classic rock fan. Like I really am like a Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I'm a huge Beatles fan.
You know, kind of person.
Okay.
Oh, was it me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry. Wawa or Quick Check?
Wawa.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
So now on to the next one. What is your go-to order at Wawa?
I usually just get like a turkey hoagie, just like a kind of plain regular turkey hoagie, nothing too exciting. If I'm there for breakfast, one of those grab-and-go sandwiches, like the egg white on the bagel with the turkey sausage, that's usually my go-to.
Sorry, just wanted to help you there. Cheese. I think you meant to say sub, not hoagie.
You know what? They call them hoagies. I would normally call it a sub. But they call them hoagies, so I'll call them hoagies. And I always get the lemonade iced tea, like the half and half.
Yes.
That's really good.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's tough. It's going to be someone from the Marvel Universe. I'm a really big Thor fan. I would say out of the Marvel movies, those are like the first one and the third one are my favorite of the Marvel movies.
I love Ragnarok. It's so good.
Oh, Ragnarok's like my favorite movie. But yeah, I'm definitely a more Marvel than a DC person, although I am a big Wonder Woman fan.
He's obsessed with Captain America. He always has.
Captain America's great. I also like Captain Marvel. I thought that was a really great movie.
Yeah,
I like Spider-Man. Not Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Oh,
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
I think Tom Holland's great.
You think
he is? He's funny.
He is, but he's not really Spider-Man.
I was gonna say you left out Thor: The Dark World. Yeah, I don't know how you.
Yeah,
can do
how
that.
Could you forget that? I haven't even seen it. That's
don't
how much.
I love that movie.
No,
it's on good. The bottom half of the.
It's probably the worst.
It's not
Marvel
the worst.
Cinematic.
It's not the worst. It's not but the worst. It's worst. Down there.
Probably it's not the worst. I would throw. Trying to think. Iron Man 2.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man 2 does suck. And the Hulk.
I didn't mind Edward Norton's Hulk. I didn't think it was that bad. It just wasn't good either.
Yeah. So what is your favorite sports team?
I'm a New Jersey Devils fan.
Devils fan?
My favorite experience I've ever had, really, well, it's in my top 10, I guess at least, is going to the Devils playoffs game, sitting in a box seat and hanging out with the mascot. That was hands down one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to.
How'd you do that?
Someone contacted me from the New Jersey Devils, and they said, hey, do you want to come to the playoff game? And I would said, yeah, of course I would. And they gave us amazing seats. And then all of a sudden, the New Jersey Devil was, like, with us, taking pictures with us. I'm like, this is great.
course. When are we going to get that?
Never.
We actively, they're like, yeah, please, the Giants, never come. Don't come to our games, okay?
The Giants you should be inviting team. Us to our games the way they play. Mm. Mac or PC?
I'm a Mac person.
We're clearly not.
Big PC guy. So this next one.
It's funnier it's if how, he reads it, but you just say it, yeah.
So data or data?
But it's best when you read it just like... Data. Like,
how do you say data or data?
I think I say both.
Yeah, I do too.
I probably, it depends on the sentence.
Yeah, I don't think I say one over the other. I'm sure someone could tell me that I do, but I think I say both.
I think I figured it out. I was thinking about it last night. If I say, I have the data, and I'll say to someone else, give me the data. I don't know like
or
why.
Or like the database.
When I'm talking about, yeah, or database, I don't say database. You know, it's like, it depends on... context of the sentence, I think. What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is Classic Simpsons seasons 1 through 10. Also The Office, and I really, really loved The Good Place. I was sad that ended this week.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Although I'm also a Parks and Rec fan. I'm a big Mike Schur fan. So Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, those kind of shows.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you like cats or dogs?
I'm a dog person. I like cats, but I am allergic, ironically, since my last name is Cats. But I am allergic to them, and I have 3 dogs, so I'm definitely a dog person.
Well, you already answered this question before, but pork roll or tail or ham?
It is indifference. I would say pork roll, but I am indifferent. I don't care what you say. I will not argue with you. I just really don't care.
Yeah, she doesn't want, you guys can direct all the hate for liking pork roll on us. Absolutely. She's, like I said, she's indifferent, but pork roll. So do you have a favorite author?
Do I have a favorite author? It's a great question. I read a lot. I actually read 150 books last year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm trying to think what authors stand out. I like Leanne Moriarty, who's written like Big Little Lies. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I like to support New Jersey authors like Judy Blume. I know Mary Higgins Clark just passed away, which was sad. But yeah, I read a lot. It's hard for me to pick a favorite author because I definitely read a lot. And then I always try to, like, if I find an author I like, I go back and I try and read other things they've written.
Would you rather live outer space or underwater?
Ooh. Neither really sounds good.
If you had to pick.
I guess, outer space seems safer in a weird way because there's a lot of undersea animals that don't appeal to me.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about
what if
it
there's
that
aliens.
Way. What if there are aliens? There probably are.
I think it's kind of impossible for there not to be aliens.
That's what
I don't mean like little green men that like with big eyes. I mean like just other creatures life. That exist in outer space.
Yeah. If people say we're 1 in a million, but the universe is infinite.
No,
so.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
So what is, you know, this is the last question
very
that we
important.
Ask everyone, and it's, we're going to take this to heart if you say anywhere else, but what is your favorite county in all of New Jersey? Of course, just remember our page is called Monmouth County Meet.
Well, I love Monmouth County. Oh, no. I was born and raised in Monmouth County.
But it's not our favorite. But
I don't have, I live in Middlesex County, and I really like being central to the state in general, so I would say Monmouth or Middlesex because not only is there plenty to do in both, but it gives you access to the rest of the state. It never takes me more than 2 hours to drive anywhere in the state, which is nice.
Well, it looks like we're getting to the end of the podcast.
So thank you very much, Sid, from New Jersey Isn't Boring for coming on our third ever MCM podcast. Once again, we're going to plug her stuff. Don't worry. You could find her on Instagram at New Jersey Isn't Boring and on her website, www.newjerseyisn'tboring.com.
You missed a W, but it's okay.
I thought I said www. I only did
you
two
said
W's.
www. Dot.
Oh, God.
Unacceptable.
You're never going to find our page now. Damn. Just type it in on Google. New Jersey Isn't Boring. I'm sure it'll come up first thing.
You don't even need the www. Just say New Jersey Isn't Boring.
And it'll come up. So I do have to say, as we've been getting this idea of ours off the ground to make a podcast, we are just so glad for cool account owners like you do agree to come on. Of course, you know, when someone starts something, you know, whatever it is, you know, a lot of people don't really believe in it at first. And we're just glad for you to agree and really to, you know, get this thing off the ground. I mean, we, of course, did have New Jersey Memes on the first one and Overheard, which along with you, I think like combined everyone's followers are like over like 300,000 or 400,000 that we've had on the podcast. But, you know, I always have a little chip on my shoulder. We've literally, we've asked other accounts and we've gotten left on red from accounts with like 10,000 followers. So, you know, thank you guys. You know, keep leaving us on red.
Keep hating.
Keep hating. We're going to continue. You know, thank you to Sid. We're just going to keep winning here. So anyway, what I'm getting at is the fact that, you know, thank you so much for supporting this podcast that we've taken on. And we're really grateful for you.
Yep. Thank you. And thank you for telling us more about your page. New Jersey Isn't Boring. That's all we have for today. So check back in every other Friday for the next podcast. Thanks for watching. Bye.